This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. And as we get into Tuesday, let's just stop for a minute and quiet our hearts and just say in your heart a little prayer to God. Why don't you say to him, God, I know that life is all about you. And please help me to order my life today in a way that respects you and builds my relationship with you. Speak to me now. A prayer like that is a great way to start every day as you open your Bible and just listen to God's insight on life, God's perspective on life. We're looking this week at the words Jesus said to his disciples about the fact that he's returning one day, what we call the second coming of the Lord Jesus, when he will come not just as a meek, humble, suffering servant who would die on a cross to make a way for us to be forgiven and have a relationship with God. No, the second time he comes, he will come as the supreme being of this universe. He will come to hold us accountable for our lives. And he wants to know how we have used the life he's entrusted to us. Our lives are not our own. They belong to him. He's given them to us. He gives us every day of our lives. And even as we go into this day, just be aware and remember, God has given you this day. He wants you to use it in a way that is meaningful to him. He told a story that we read yesterday about a man who had a lot of money, and he was going away on a long trip, and so he called some of his servants, and based on their ability, he gave them different amounts of money to invest and make money with for him while he was gone. There were three of them, and one received five talents, which is a talent is a weight of gold, and he invested it and got five more, and he gave another one two talents of gold, and he invested it and made two more talents. And when the master came back, he said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a little. I'm going to put you in charge of a lot. Enter into the joy of your master. And this is a picture of Jesus' return and how incredibly exciting it's going to be for people who have lived their life for God when they meet with God at the end of their lives or when he returns. Jesus is going to be so encouraging, so excited about what they've done for him with their lives. And then there's the other slave who knew he was going to be accountable to his master and was afraid he might lose some money. So he went and dug a hole in the ground and buried the money. And when the master came back, he said, see, I didn't lose any. And the master said, but that's not what I wanted you to do with your life. I wanted you to invest it. I wanted you to make a difference with it. And he was not happy with that servant. And as we think about that and we think about our lives, we have to evaluate the different aspects of our lives and what we are doing with them. I mean, just stop and think about one of the greatest things about you that God has made and given you, which is your mind, your ability to think and use what your thoughts to inform your decisions and direct your life. That is so important. And so we need to make sure that we use our minds for God. We need to be careful about what we are feeding into our minds. What's shaping our thoughts? Is it all just the secular things around us that are focused on this temporary world, basically hiding our treasure in a hole in the ground? Or are we filling our minds with things that are going to shape them for good and give us God's perspective on life? Are you reading good spiritual books? Are you spending time in the Bible? Are you listening to music that's going to be uplifting to you? Focus your mind for God. Jesus in one place said, love the Lord your God with all your mind. Why don't you bring your mind to God today and tell him you want to please him with your mind as you go through the day? I'm John North.